Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. 3-day special sitting of Parliament begins tomorrow to deliberate on key constitutional amendments to Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Rallies and roadshows take centre stage in assembly poll campaign across Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Bihar gets first BJP chief minister as Samrat Chaudhary takes oath in Patna. Country's exports rise by 4.22% to over $860 billion in last fiscal. US President Donald Trump says war with Iran close to over. Tehran threatens trade through Gulf and Red Sea if blockade continues. 93.7% students pass CBSE Class 10 board exams. Girls outperform boys again. And in IPL cricket, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants. A 3-day special sitting of the extended budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The session, which will continue till the 18th of this month, will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce 3 amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam Bill, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation of women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. More from our correspondent.
The special sitting has been convened to amend the constitution so that the Women's Reservation Act can be implemented in the 2029 Lok Sabha elections after carrying out the delimitation exercise. Few days ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had also written to the floor leaders of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, urging all the parties to come together in one voice to pass amendments in this regard. Mr. Modi emphasized that it is imperative that the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with women's reservation in place. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has also assured that women's reservation bill is balanced and takes care of the aspirations of every state, community and region.
Every state, every region, every community, there is nothing to worry. Everything is taken care of. The southern states are fortunate that despite controlling the population growth, despite less people in terms of proportionate, in terms of ratio, they still gain because the numbers have risen proportionately. So no state is losing.
Several political parties, including BJP, JDU, LJPR and Congress, have issued 3-line whip to all its MPs of both the houses to remain present during the proceedings of the House and support their party stand. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, today said opposition parties are in favour of the Women's Reservation Bill, but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Mr. Kharge was briefing media in New Delhi after the India Bloc meeting.
The way in which they have brought is politically motivated. Therefore, we all have decided, all opposition parties will oppose this bill.
The country's first woman, President Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the Women's Reservation Bill is a landmark and far-reaching initiative that will significantly strengthen women's empowerment in the country. A women's bike rally was organized and a human chain was formed by thousands of women in support of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam in New Delhi today. In Nagaland, the apex women's organization of the Konyak Naga tribe, Konyak Nyupu Sheku Kong, participated in large numbers in the Nari Shakti Padyatra in Mon Town today. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu this evening in support of NDA candidates. Thousands of people lined the streets to welcome him. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said the roadshow at Nagarkoil was filled with unparalleled enthusiasm. He accused the DMK government in the state of misgovernance and corruption. The Prime Minister said the NDA will provide pro-people good governance to the state. BJP leader K. Annamalai at a public meeting in Singanallur accused the DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin held a rally in Dharmapuri, while Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held a poll meeting in Vasudeva Nallur. TVK founder and actor Vijay held a roadshow in Chennai, which led to heavy traffic congestion in parts of the city. In our series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at Thiruparankundram Assembly constituency in Madurai district of Tamil Nadu.
Madurai is an entrance to southern Tamil Nadu. The district has 10 constituencies, namely Melur, Madurai East, Cholavandan, Madurai North, Madurai South, Madurai Central, Madurai West, Thiruparankundram and Uslampatti. The district has a total electorate of 24,66,954 votes. Thiruparankundram has 3,07,783 voters. The constituency was formed in 1957. AIADMK won 9 times, DMK 5 times and Congress once. The sitting MLA Rajan Chellappa of the AIADMK was elected from this constituency. It is a three-cornered contest here, with Rajan Chellappa seeking re-election from here. DMK has fielded a new face, Dr. Kritika Thangapandian, and CTR Nirmal Kumar, who switched over to the Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam party. The constituency is renowned as it is one of the Arupadai Veedu of Lord Murugan. Thiruparankundram has some of the earliest Tamil Shaivite temples. It is also known as Kandamalai. The hill also has Umai Andar Cave and a lot of Jain relics. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting virtually in Darjeeling and held 3 poll rallies in Jalpaiguri and Cooch Behar districts. He vowed that a BJP government in the state will end cut money, stop corruption and cow smuggling, install fencing on the border, drive out infiltrators, bring the Rajbanshi language into the 8th schedule and deliver justice to the Gorkha community. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally in Uttar Dinajpur district. Ms. Banerjee said several welfare schemes have been implemented in the state for farmers, youth and women. BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary took oath as the new Chief Minister of Bihar at Lok Bhavan in Patna today. Mr. Chaudhary is the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Senior Janata Dal United leaders Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav were also sworn in as deputy chief ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his wishes to Samrat Chaudhary on taking oath as the chief minister of Bihar. He also congratulated Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav on taking oath as deputy chief ministers in the state. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. President Draupadi Murmu today said taxation is not merely a means of revenue collection, but also a bridge of trust between the state and citizens. She said a tax system must be effective, fair, sensitive and balanced. The president was addressing the valedictory ceremony of the 78th batch of Indian Revenue Service IRS officer trainees at the National Academy of Direct Taxes in Nagpur, Maharashtra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Sri Guru Bhairavaikya Mandira at Sri Kshetra Adi Chunchanagiri in Mandya, Karnataka today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi urged citizens to dedicate themselves sincerely in 9 areas of development to make Vikasit Bharat a reality. The Prime Minister said the 9 areas include promoting domestic tourism and moving towards natural farming.
Mera agrah kisano se hai ki ve केमिकल फ्री प्राकृतिक खेती की ओर बढ़े युवा पीढ़ी मिलेट्स को अपने भोजन में शामिल करें हमारे देश में ओबेसिटी एक बड़ी चुनौती बन रही है इससे निपटने के लिए भोजन में तेल की मात्रा 10% कम करने का भी प्रयास करें
The government has ensured 100% domestic supply of LPG across the country amid disruption during the West Asia crisis. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this during an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today.
हमारे retail outlets पर operation normal है.
Operations at our retail outlets are normal and no cases of dry out have been reported. To prevent black marketing and hoarding, strict measures are being implemented at every level. Control rooms have been set up in all states and union territories and district level monitoring committees are now in place. Yesterday, nearly 2,100 raids and surprise inspections were carried out. So far, penalties have been issued on 237 distributors and around 58 LPG distributors have also been suspended.
लगभग 58 LPG distributors को suspend भी किया है.
Additional Secretary at the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise, Dr. Rajneesh, said the government is in contact with all MSME institutions amid the West Asia conflict.
Despite the global headwinds, more than 20 lakh micro, small and medium enterprises that have registered on the Udyam portal of the ministry in the month of February and March. And presently, the total number of MSMEs registered with us, that number has crossed more than 8 crores. I also want to share that the RBI has increased the limit for collateral free lending. The new limit is 20 lakh for the micro and small enterprises.
Meanwhile, the Indian-flagged LPG vessel MV Jag Vikram arrived at Deen Dayal Port in Gujarat today after successfully crossing the Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India remains firmly committed to ensuring safe and unimpeded maritime transit amid global energy concerns. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that he participated in the Asia Zero Emission Community Plus meeting convened by Japan to deliberate on supply chain disruptions in the energy markets. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the war with Iran is close to over, with authorities in Tehran to agree to a peace deal. Mr. Trump stated this in an interview to a TV news channel. Mr. Trump's comments come hours after the U.S. Central Command said the blockade on Iranian ports had been fully implemented within 36 hours of its launch. On the other hand, Iran's head of the military's Central Command warned that Iran's army will block trade through Red Sea, along with the Gulf and Sea of Oman, if the U.S. naval blockade on Iranian ports continues. He added that Iran will act decisively to defend its national sovereignty and its interests. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the Class 10 board examination results for the 2025-26 academic session. CBSE said the overall pass percentage stands at 93.7%, marking an increase of 0.04%. compared to last year. Girls have again outshone boys this year with a pass percentage of 94.99%, 92.69% of boys and 87.5% of transgender students have passed the examination. India's overall exports combining merchandise and services increased by 4.22% to over $860 billion in the last financial year. Benchmark domestic equity indices rose over 1.5% today. The Sensex climbed 1,264 points to close at 78,111. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 137 for 8 in 18.4 overs against hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. When reports last came in, earlier Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and opted to bowl. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 3-day special sitting of Parliament begins tomorrow to deliberate on key constitutional amendments to Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Rallies and road shows take centre stage in assembly poll campaign across Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Bihar gets first BJP chief minister as Samrat Chaudhary takes oath in Patna. Country's exports rise by 4.22% to over $860 billion in last fiscal. U.S. President Donald Trump says war with Iran close to over. Tehran threatens trade through Gulf and Red Sea if blockade continues. 93.7% students pass CBSE Class 10 board exams. Girls outperform boys again. In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.